It's a jungle out there. Story by Peter Millett. Illustrated by Richard Morden. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now turn to page 4. Chapter 1. Meet Thomas Wilson. Meet Thomas Wilson. Thomas is famous all over the world. He holds the world record for sleeping in. One weekend, Thomas slept in for 2 days, 3 hours, and 14 minutes. It was unbelievable. No one in history had ever slept in for so long before. Thomas was very proud of his world record. His friends were proud of him too. Whenever Thomas walked down the street, people always came up to him and shook his hand. Thomas was a star. The only person who wasn't proud of Thomas's world record was his father. Dad didn't like it when Thomas slept in. He complained that whenever Thomas slept in, the grass didn't get cut. He was worried about how high the grass was getting. Every weekend, it seemed to get higher and higher.
It's like a jungle out there,
Dad moaned to Thomas one day. But Thomas wasn't worried about the grass getting higher. He had more important things on his mind, like sleeping in. Chapter 2. What on earth? One morning, Thomas was woken from a deep sleep by a loud roaring noise. It sounded like a wild animal pacing about under his bedroom window. Thomas rushed over to the window and pulled the curtains back. His eyes bulged like basketballs.
What on earth?
He gasped. There, in the middle of the garden, was a lion.
Awesome!
Cried Thomas. Suddenly, a giraffe poked its head through the window. It munched the leaves from a plant sitting by Thomas's bed. Next, Thomas saw an elephant walk past the swimming pool and squirt water all over Dad's car.
Cool!
Cheered Thomas.
Now I don't have to wash Dad's car today.
Thomas grabbed his camera and sprinted down the stairs.
Dad! Dad! You were right!
He shouted.
The garden has turned into a jungle. Come and see, it's amazing!
Thomas rushed outside and started taking photos of the animals. Dad poked his head outside to see what all the commotion was.
Oh my!
He cried, spilling his coffee as a rhinoceros ran past him.
No, no, this can't be happening!
He cried.
It's a disaster! Don't worry, Dad,
said Thomas.
It's only spilled coffee. We can clean it up later. Thomas, this is your fault. If you had cut the grass, we wouldn't be stuck in the middle of a jungle,
Dad shouted. Thomas shrugged his shoulders.
Actually, Dad, I think it's really cool. Think of all the money we'll save on trips to the zoo.
Thomas's father stormed off, while Thomas got a group of chimpanzees to pose for a photo. Then he emailed the photo to the local newspaper. 5 minutes later, the phone rang.
Yes, that's right. A lion, a giraffe, an elephant, a rhinoceros, and some chimpanzees,
Thomas said to the shocked reporter. Chapter 3. The Amazing Garden Jungle. By lunchtime, the skies above Thomas's house were buzzing with helicopters. People filled the streets, queuing up to see the animals. Thomas stood outside holding a large sign above his head.
Roll up, get your tickets here,
he bellowed.
Be the first to join my amazing garden jungle tour.
Suddenly, the crowd rushed towards Thomas.
I want to be first.
No, I want to be first.
The people pushed and shoved each other to get to the front of the queue. Thomas charged £5 for adults, £2 for children, and £3 for students. He also gave away free posters of himself to the first 10 people who bought tickets. The tour was a huge hit. People came from all over the city to see it. The crowds awed and awed as they watched the magnificent lions sunning themselves on the patio, the graceful giraffes chewing on the petunias, and the playful chimpanzees performing tricks on Thomas's new skateboard. In less than 5 minutes, Thomas made more money from his tour than he had made all year working at PT's Burger Palace. He felt very proud of himself. So did his father.
Thomas, I've got to hand it to you. You sure are a smart kid.
Dad smiled. When the crowds went home, Thomas counted all the money he had made. He decided to buy something special to celebrate his fantastic success. He raced out and bought his dad a super deluxe ride-on lawnmower.
Here you go, Dad. This is for you,
he said excitedly.
For me?
Asked Dad.
Yes, Dad, for you.
Dad jumped on his new ride-on lawnmower and happily started cutting the grass. Thomas then slumped back in his hammock and quietly sipped an ice-cold drink in the warm afternoon sun.
Ah, this is the life,
he smiled, drifting off into a deep sleep. Chapter 4. The Noisy Old Lawnmower. Suddenly, Thomas was woken from his peaceful sleep by a loud roaring noise. He looked down and shivered with shock. He wasn't lying in a hammock. He was lying in his bed.
What the?
He cried. Thomas pulled back the curtains. He stared out into the garden. His face turned white. There were no animals anywhere. No giggling chimpanzees, no yawning lions, no hungry giraffes. Just row after row of unmown grass.
Oh, no,
he groaned.
I must have dreamed the whole thing.
Thomas looked to his left and saw his father standing over a noisy old lawnmower, blowing thick black smoke all over the garden.
Hey, Thomas,
cried Dad.
I finally managed to get this noisy old lawnmower going. How about you come down and help me cut the grass?
Thomas smiled painfully at his father and waved. Thomas realised that the grass needed cutting, the car needed washing, and who knows how many other jobs still needed doing. So he decided there was only one place for him to be, back in bed. He jumped into his bed and pulled the covers over his head.
Ah,
he said, grinning.
It's time I set a new world record.